Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, two big contests that the American Farm Bureau Federation puts on each year is the Farm Dog of the Year contest and the Ag Innovation Challenge contest. I had the opportunity to speak with AFBF's Vice President of Communications, Terry Moore, about the Farm Dog of the Year contest and what it all entails.
And while it's just a simple dog contest, yes, it really has a power that is sort of the unseen power, right? And that is to connect with people who love their pets, who maybe know nothing about agriculture or farming, and they see this and they go, huh, well, isn't that interesting? Or look how they love their pets too.
She was also very excited about the Ag Innovation Challenge.
Yeah, we think this is a really important contest in a number of ways, one of which is we're going to need more innovation in agriculture to meet the future and all the needs and demands. And the other thing is, we love that these entrepreneurs are solving problems for farmers. And so we get to see, we have, you know, usually several hundred entries, but now we're down to our top 10. And you can learn all about them at fb.org. And then they will actually present, the top four will present their case at our convention in January in Salt Lake City. And then the winner will go away with $50,000, and then our top five, our other four, will also go home with cash prizes to help get their business launched.
Farm Bureau will award $165,000 in startup funds to 10 businesses, culminating at live pitch competition and networking event at the AFBF convention coming up in January 2024 in Salt Lake City, Utah. Well, in a setback for U.S. dairy, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, dispute settlement panel has upheld Canada's dairy quota administration prices. It has been announced that Canada was not obligated to make further changes. An earlier panel ruled back in January of last year that Canada had improperly restricted access to its market for U.S. dairy products. In response, Canada made what U.S. dairy believes were insufficient changes to its dairy tariff rate quota system, resulting in an outcome that still fell far short of the market access the U.S. is expected to receive under USMCA. National Milk Producer Federation quickly reacted to the decision, saying it's profoundly disappointing that the dispute settlement panel has ruled in favor of obstruction of trade rather than trade facilitation. That coming from Jill Mulhern, President and CEO of NMPF. Also unhappy with the decision is the U.S. Dairy Export Council, believing that this decision greatly weakens the value of USMCA to the U.S. dairy producer. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.